Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
All right, ladies, this is a very special announcement episode, a little mini show just to introduce a brand new Cultivating the Lovely produced podcast called What Ingrid and Fiona Like. In this brand new show, I'm Ingrid and my best friend Rebecca is Fiona, and we will talk about our favorite things in all sorts of subjects. For instance, in April, we're talking about how this show even came to be, the foods we're eating to survive the crazy diet we've been on and not just be like hangry all the time, our most used apps on our phones, and our most beloved podcasts. Why the new show? As I'm sure you can imagine, being a podcast creator, I'm also a big podcast listener. And I've really realized that some of my favorite shows are the buddy shows, the ones between dear friends who just really get a kick out of each other. I love hearing them laugh and reveal their silly inside jokes and maybe even say things that they would only say to each other. So What Ingrid and Fiona Like will bring that flavor to what CTL has to offer. And I'm going to give you a little snippet of what you can expect in just a second. But first, you need to find out where you can even find the show. What Ingrid and Fiona Like will be an exclusive podcast for $5 and up subscribers to CTL's Patreon account, which you can find at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, because along with wanting to produce a show that had that buddy vibe, I also wanted to bring something more to the Patreon community, perhaps for those folks who aren't interested in being involved in all the challenges that are offered in the $10 and $15 levels, or that maybe can't afford those but would love to spend just $5 a month to get just a little bit more of that CTL goodness every week straight to their inbox. Along with getting to hear the show, Patreon subscribers will also be able to give their input on what topics they'd like us to talk about, and we want to hear them. We really want this to be an interactive show where you get to put in your input and we get to give you guys what you want. We're super excited about it. We've already recorded all of April's episodes and they were so much fun to do. So enough listening to me jibber jabber about it. Why don't you check out a little snippet of one of our shows from April? I'm Ingrid.
I'm Fiona.
And this is What Ingrid and Fiona Like. And today we are talking about our favorite apps. I'm going to let you take the lead on this one because I feel like I always talk.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you are the main one here. I have them into categories.
Ooh, look so, how fancy you are.
Well, it helped me even think about what I use. So first,
this is like stuff we actually use, right?
Yes, these are things that I regularly... Okay, well, the exercise ones... not as regular, but I still really like them.
Okay. All right.
I do recommend them. I just don't go into them as often as I should. Yeah. So, first thing is Google Maps, which I know that sounds funny, but it's not the maps that come automatically on your phone.
Yeah.
To me, it is 100 times better and more useful and easy to use. And so
you use it a lot.
A lot.
As evidence for me on our trip. I mean, I knew you used it. Because you will interrupt Marco Polo, be like, yeah. I have to listen to the girl. But I...
Well, we've been driving a lot, too, like traveling.
Yeah, kind of. Well, and this was like a whole, though, discussion on our trip, because I get mad at GPS systems, because I don't like to be told what to do. And so I prefer to, like, look at the map and figure out how to get there. And go off of that than having something say turn left here. Like that
not me.
Annoys me, but you are all about it.
All about it. Yeah. And I like to know that I'm even around Fort Smith when I'm driving around, I like to know, am I truly taking the shortest route to get there?
And see, I would never use it in my hometown. Ever.
Well, I don't always use it because I don't want to bring something up, but if it's a place that I know how to get there, but I don't automatically know that for sure this is the quickest way, then I will just put it in. So I do use it a lot. Funny.
And
so,
how big is Fort Smith?
I don't know any exact numbers. That's a lot of people. Let me type this in. How big is Fort Smith? That's a good question. Yeah. Okay. It is, the population is 88,000.
Oh, okay.
And it's 68.13 square miles.
Okay. That gives me a lot better gauge then when we're talking between the sizes of our two cities. Okay. Because I thought it was closer to the size of my city, but we're like 400,000.
Oh, my.
So,
no, we're not even.
Yeah. A little bit different. Close.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is pretty big, but it's not like Memphis big or, you know, Little Rock big. It's the second biggest town. So Little Rock is the biggest. Portsmouth is next. But there's a big difference between the two. So.
Yeah. And we're the second largest, I think. Yeah. In our state, unless you count. This is so not what we're supposed to be talking about. But we have tri-cities in the middle of our state, which is actually three cities grouped together. And so because they messed up and they decided to make themselves into three cities instead of one, they don't get the second slot on the population. But technically, there are more people there. But it's also near Hanford Nuclear Plant. So, you know, that's not smart. But then we are second, like technically second to Seattle.
I was going to say, I wondered if Seattle was the, I assumed it was the biggest. But
yeah. Which is probably, you know, a million or something.
Right. Right.
But yeah.
So,
okay. So,
I love
Maps.
That one just because I think it's so much better than the, I don't even know what the name of the regular, it's just called Maps.
Yeah,
I think so.
So that's just a little taste of what you can expect from What Ingrid and Fiona Like. If you want to get in on the action, make sure to go over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. You just have to be a $5 subscriber to get it straight to your inbox every single Friday. And again, just a huge thank you and shout out to all of you who have been such huge supporters of me and the show on Patreon. I so appreciate all of you. You're really making the difference for me and my family. And I love being able to give back to you guys in these little ways. So thank you so much. And until next time, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.